Blog Talk Radio.
Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
What's up? What's up to the family? It's the Super Fluffy Foot, La Crush Hearts. And welcome to another installment of Phone Face Radio Live on air. Tonight is Thursday, January 13th, 9 p.m. on the Eastern Sign, 8 p.m. on the Central Time, and 6 p.m. on the Pacific Side. All right, tonight's topic. I got some buzz about it, some thoughts about it. So I'm just going to go right on ahead and ask tonight's question. How would you spend 2012? What do you think you would do for that whole year? Now, you're wondering, what the hell am I talking about? Well, according to prophecies, if you will, signs, if you will, supposedly the end of the world, the way we know it, will be on December 21st, 2012. My question I pose to you is, what would you do from this year, December 21st, 2011, to next year, December 21st, 2012? Right. So basically, you got basically to the end of this year, and then, you know, when that day hit, December 21st, hit 4 days before Christmas, how would you spend it? Basically, beginning of winter. How would you spend, what would you do? Would you try to lose weight? Would you have sex? Would you travel the world? Whatever. What would you do? What would go through your mind? Give us a call, 347-989-0767. That's 347-989-0767. Press the number 1 and share with us everything that you would think that you would do. Did you have to take a long time to answer this question or think about this question when I posed it to certain people? They got stumped. They just didn't know. Do you even believe in these prophecies that December 21st, 2012 is the end of the world? As we know it, let's put that at the end. All right. First thing we're going to do, hit the lines. Al, Mr. 614.
Yes, ma'am.
How you doing, Mr. 614?
All right, hon.
How your night going?
Good. I'd probably spend some quality time with my family and my girlfriend.
Oh, all right.
I have, yeah, you know.
So, you answering the question?
Yeah, I think I would because, you know, shit, if the world's coming in, I want to have some fun with my family and definitely have some quality time with my girlfriend.
Okay. So,
well,
so
yeah.
Do you believe in this whole phenomenon that December 21st, 2012 is the end of the world the way we know it?
I don't know. They said a lot of people were freaking out when they had 2010 for the computer shit, and everybody
right.
was freaking out then, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I really can't say. You know, I don't know what the hell I would do. But I know if I knew it was coming to an end, yeah, I would spend quality time with my family and definitely my girlfriend. Because if the world's coming to an end, ain't nothing better than being with her.
Okay, okay. Well, folks, the only thing I can say to begin with is please, everybody, Google December 21st, 2012, and just look at all the different philosophies that they have going out here, like predictions and a a little bit of earth. Just take a look at it. Also, we have John. You tell people where you're from.
Oh, yeah. I'm from Columbus, Ohio.
Okay, John. We're going to put you back on hold. We got some other people with their hand up. Once again, thanks for the support. Huh?
All right. Hey, I'm up from Columbus, but I'm originally hometown Detroit boy, so I don't want people to think I'm from originally from Columbus. I want everybody to get that.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, John. We got you.
Okay.
All right, we're going to put John back on hold. Tonight's playlist consists of all Mary joints. Yes, 90s Mary, not 2000 Mary. All 90s Mary. We're not going to get to a song. I'm going to go ahead, pull in the next caller. We have a 347 in the building, so we just want to get that in. 347-232?
Yeah, what it is, it's your boy Stevie B.
Oh, a.k.a. the Millie Kai. Oh, hi, America. How you doing?
Hey, what's good, love? What's good? That's right. It's your boy Stevie B, a.k.a. Malakia, Malakai.
Malakia.
Always bring the realness.
Yeah.
To answer your question about the end of the world, when it comes time for that end of the world, I'll be rejoicing and celebrating that this day finally came.
Wow. Okay.
And the reason why I say that, the clear things up in people's mind, because, you know, when you go according to the scriptures and you go to prophecies, the first thing y'all hear is end of the world, y'all think of no life at all.
Right.
Honestly, when the scriptures talk about the end of times, meaning one time period is coming to an end and one kingdom they rule is coming to an end, and then we're going to start a new kingdom with Christ. That's why you're supposed to rejoice and you can't wait for that day to come. And on another note about who I believe is going to be December 21st of 2012, honestly, you don't know, because when we adopted this new calendar, we threw off the original counting of the calendar, how when the Mayans used to go by back in the ancient time.
Right, A, B, C.
Yeah, so when we adopt this new Roman calendar, we really throwing the months and the days off from the original calendar, because whenever this day come, and trust me, believe it's going to come by the original calendar, not by this new modern calendar that we actually go by.
I'm looking, and it's like everybody has a different perspective of what's going to happen on this day. Some people say the world is going to switch rotation, and I guess winter will be our summer, and summer will be our winter. Some say, like you said, the end of the world. Some say a comet is going to come out of somewhere. And it's hard not to believe that something detrimental is going to happen when you just look outside your window and everything, like you have these tsunamis coming somewhere, you got the earthquake coming somewhere, and I think this is basically the earth cleansing itself.
Well, you know, when you got a lot of things is happening now when you look out your window, because if we go by some of the scriptures, all the prophecy is coming true. Now look, when out of nowhere, not only in the southern states, but clear course somewhere on the other side of the world, all these dead birds just dropped from the sky.
Well, they said that they poisoned them.
Well, actually, when they first was doing the testing, they said the birds was coming out with blunt force trauma. So I don't know how you mix up poison and blunt force trauma to mix it up. Originally, they don't know what's going on, because you got the birds that's falling from the sky, you got fish, you got dead fish coming up out the sea. So when you go to scriptures, you start to see these prophecies coming true. Right. You're starting to see the earthquakes. You're starting to see the Lord talking coming true.
Mm.
You got.
Think
you
it's gonna
got
rain for 40 days or 40 nights?
Huh?
Rain for 40 days or 40 nights?
Not all. Well, the rain for 40 days, 40 nights was not happening again because if you remember, the Lord promised us and gave us a covenant that he won't destroy the earth in that way ever again. And that's when he gave us the covenant and he made the covenant by with the rainbow. And the new covenant was when he finally going to do what he going to do. And what he did in Egypt in 10 days, he was going to do here in one.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of things you see is getting done just the same way, almost the same way style you see got done in Egypt. So it all just take places when you go through these prophecies and you read about them and you start to see them coming to a light, then you have to really start thinking, yeah, something serious is really going to happen.
Mm.
But then you just got to get an understanding of what's happening and what's going on. That's the problem. A lot of people have a misunderstanding on a lot of things. Because
right.
Why? You got so many philosophies out there. You got everybody's different theories.
Interpretation of everything, right.
Yeah. And if you remember, a theory ain't nothing but a person, this is what a person thinking. That's they suggested. It's not actually fact. So honestly, you just have to really stick and we just got to see what happens.
Okay. On that note, we're going to go ahead and we're going to take a break. Once again, I want to invite people to call 347-989-0767. We have Stevie B, a.k.a. Malachi, giving us his rendition of December 21st, 2012. You two can call and participate. 347-989-0767. Press the number one. That's 347-989-0767. All right, Stevie B, hold back. Don't hang up or I'll shoot you in your foot.
I got you, love.
Like some Harlem Nights. Shoot your little pinky off. All right, we're going to go ahead. Like I said, tonight is all Mary. I'm in a Mary mood. Y'all know how I do. Sometimes you got to get in a Mary mood. And Mary is the mood tonight. So we're going to play some tunes from some Mary. And then we're going to come back and we're going to talk some more about, you know, what would you do in 2011 to 2012. Okay, as soon as I press the right button.
About you and my feelings, I'm just getting high. Bye.
Welcome back. It's the Super Fluffy Flirt. I gotta say that real slow. The Super Fluffy Flirt the crush hearts. All right, so y'all, I'm in a Mary mood, so we just went through some old school Mary, Share My World, Slow Down, and that right there was, what was that? Oh, yeah, Mary Jane, All Night Long. There's work to do. See, this is where I kick in my own show. Anywho, welcome back to the show. Tonight's question, how would you spend the last year of Earth? Basically, this is my rendition of basically just checking out, do y'all really believe in this hoopla? I'm going to say hoopla because nobody can really tell anything. I mean, if we was able to predict stuff, we'd be so much better placed now. So now all of a sudden, because you moved a couple of numbers around or, you know, because you have an inkling, you know what I mean? Like, you think that this stuff is, you think you know that. That's how I look at the situation. Right now, I'm going to go ahead go to the chat room. Go to the, chat room. Hi, chat room. Hi, Dre. Hi, guests. How's everybody doing? Definitely give us a call in if you can. 347-989-0767 is the number to call. We are talking about the end year of Earth. It's been predicted that there will be a catastrophic, some type of transformation, some type of something is going down December 21st, 2012. However, how would you spend that whole 365 days from December 21st, 2011 to December 21st, 2012? What's your plans for next year? I mean, are you in preparation this year for it? I mean, you know, what you got going on? We're going to take our call over to the 973. Hey, 973, how you doing?
How you doing, Mr. Crush?
I'm doing swell. Let everybody know what your name is or where you from.
It's your boy, S.A. Jermaine from Hackensack, New Jersey.
Oh, okay, cool.
Right,
S.A. Jermaine. So you've been checking out the show. You hear the topic. You heard what Stevie B and John have to say about it. What is your take on the whole 2012 end of days?
Well, I agree everything the second brother say. I agree everything he said because he sounds like a real Christian man like me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm going to do like I've been doing. I'm going to wake up, Lord wake me up, say my prayers. I'm going to keep fasting, and I'm going to go to bed saying my prayers. Because like the last brother said, you're supposed to rejoice in this right here. And if people don't understand, you need to fast. Because people understand why you fast. The Muslims don't understand why you fast. You're fasting for and see, when the end of the world comes, like you say, it ain't going to be, he made us a promise. It ain't going to be 40 days or 40 nights of rain. No, it's going to be 5. Because, see, the Lord going to come. He's not going to touch the earth no more. He's not a human no more. He's back into a spirit. He's going to sit on the cloud. He's going to let the devil roam the earth for whatever, how much time he give him. He's going to let him. That's why it's going to be 5. And that's why it says in the girls that's pregnancy, they hate it. Because I'm not putting down the girls that's making their money, their quick money, whatever like that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can't handle this right here, what we're going through, this recession, oh, my goodness, at the end of times, you're really going to sell your soul. You're going to sell your soul. That's why they say fast and pray. Because if you got the number 666 on your head, you just sold your soul to the devil, and you can get anything off the earth. You can get food, milk for your baby. But if you got 777 on your head, you're not getting nothing. That's why they say fast and pray. That's why you fast and pray. Because you got to handle that redemption. If it's 24 hours, a week, or whatever, you got to know how to starve yourself and pray. And keep praying and praying so you can make it to the inner world, the next world.
Okay. Well,
we can't
even handle this. So you're going to spend it praying and fasting?
Yes, praying and fasting. That's what I'm doing, praying and fasting. That's all I've been doing. That's what I do every day. I wake up praying, fasting, praying. That's it. That's all that counts, fasting and praying.
Okay, well, we're going to go ahead. We're going to bring back Stevie B. Hold on, S.A. Jermaine. While I bring back Stevie B, a.k.a. Malachi. Hi, Stevie B, a.k.a. Malachi. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, love? How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. What are your thoughts on Jermaine's statement just now?
Jermaine had a good statement right there. He actually speaking the truth, because if I'm gonna say one thing, if the people out there that say they know their Bible and scriptures like they supposed to, they knew the Lord actually set up a holiday for us called Day of Atonement for us to sit there and fast and for the whole day to atone your sin, to wipe your squeak clean. And I mean, when you fast, no food, no water from sundown to sundown. From when the sun comes down, make that sky completely dark, to the sun comes back down and start a new day. You're completely supposed to fast and pray, because you got to remember, our Lord Savior manifested in the flesh and came on this earth and did it.
Mm-hmm.
And he did it for 40 days.
Mm-hmm.
One day I love that Christ said, he said, I'm not here to destroy the laws, but fulfill them. When he fulfilled them, he fulfilled every last one of the laws of the scriptures. And
mm-hmm.
people forgot about that you have to go back into the power of a prayer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So,
'cause that Oh, go ahead. Say what you
go ahead,
say.
Go
sorry.
Ahead. No, go ahead.
No, I was just saying that power of prayer will bring you a long way. You see, you got to know, people only start praying when they start falling in hard times. But hard times are bad times. You're supposed to have that power of prayer in your heart all of time. Yeah. And people done forgot about that. The only time they really want to come on the call onto the Lord when times get rough and times going to get strong. But when this end of days come, and it's going to be that time that the earth got to be replenished and cleansed, I'm going to see how many people really want to fall on their knees and really want to call on the Lord, where they have opportunities and times from the get-go. Because what it is, it's not that he's even going to be, it's not even going to let the devil roam.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for the devil. It's the devil time is over, too.
Mm-hmm.
The devil been on this earth roaming, and he been on this earth doing what he had to do and make sure people go off from the Lord. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I said, and when that time comes, you're just going to see me be happy and rejoice. I'm going to rejoice that the time is there, because it's not going to be end of the world for all life. Life is still going to be here, because
remember,
they got to have 1,000 years on earth with Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still going to be life on this earth. You just want to be that is your life is still going to continue on this earth, so we could sit down and still be on this earth when Christ reigns. That's your whole catch. That's what
mm-hmm.
That's the ultimate goal you really want.
Wow, this is deep.
Right?
It was deep. And doing this show, it was really like I really don't get into that whole death thing. I leave that alone. And then
right.
I say the death thing, because that's what it was. It was like, oh, it's the end of the world. Da, da, da. It's going to be the way it started. It's going to blow up, you know. So, you know what? You leave that right on over there by yourself. So I ain't even going to go down that road. You know, I don't do those things. But it's like now, you know, I can see where you're coming from. You know, I'm reading. I understand what you're saying. I'm checking it out online. Like I said, I did my own Google, folks. As we're talking, I got the Google going, and, you know, and but, like, I also feel this. I don't think that anybody can predict what's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't say, you know, because every religion in that instance, every religion got their own version of what's going to happen in 2012.
You know
what I'm saying? So, go ahead.
The way I feel with the thing of prediction, you got to remember, our forefather predicted to his 12 sons. Jacob predicted to all 12 sons where it was going to be at the end of time.
Mm-hmm.
And which, when you go back to read it, when he sat down and told his sons where they're going to be at in your last days, we are where Jacob said we was going to be at.
Mm-hmm.
And every prediction, every prophecy that came through the scriptures, even down to Nostradamus, which he got half of his prophecies from, came down to where it was predicted to be.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the idea, you know, usually you figure somebody predicts something, they have to change that future. But sometimes certain future is not to be changed. It's already written.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a play. You gotta go. You just go on according to the script.
Right.
And everybody got their role to play.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
okay,
it's just, this is the script, and this is the role each people got a play, and you just reading it out, and you just watching it come out.
Mm-hmm.
You just watching this play unfold.
You want to add anything in, Saint Germain?
No, yeah. I want to add in, if you're reading, if I'm mistaken, it's in Revelation.
Mm-hmm.
It's at the end of the times. I think I said that you had a show like this before, I think, the crush, and I said it before. When that time do come, the only sign you're going to see, the moon is going to fall, the sun is going to fall, and the stars going to fall. It's going to be pitch black.
Mm-mm.
Well,
that's
well actually, my bad, Mr. Say, but I know you're coming from the revelation, but actually Christ lets you know that the moon will be as red. And
yeah,
why
red.
He letting you know, why you letting you know his moon is red, you got to remember, at that time, that's going to be a time of slaughter. That's how much blood is going to be in the air. That the moon is going to be, the moon is going to appear as this red.
Yeah.
This is, we coming to the time now, we getting rid of, you coming to the time now that evil is getting rid of off the earth.
Mm.
You coming to the time now, that, you know, the Lord is coming to let you know that I'm coming in here to bring about my people, and I will definitely be getting rid of Esau.
Mm.
So you come into a whole, you come into a whole nother understanding now. And at that
oh,
moment.
Oh, wait, you told me about Esau. Wait.
Yeah, see.
Mm.
And you know, you come into a whole
nother conversation.
Yeah, we come into a whole nother conversation. We come into a whole nother understanding now at this end of time, because there's going to be some blood.
Esau and the brother. The
because
brother.
You know, if you know, when you read Revelation 2, the Lord said, in the great city, the dead body should be laid in the streets.
Yep,
now you got to understand who this great city he's talking about. Because this great city actually is this now. He said the great city is going to be dead bodies laying in the street. And they, and this great city is, which is known as spiritual Gomorrah in Egypt, which he's talking about this land of America.
Mm.
He actually is talking about the land of America. And the great city is New York.
Exactly. You're right.
We are
right.
The great city. We are the Empire State.
All
and America.
Right.
America is the spiritual Sodom and the spiritual Gomorrah and spiritual Egypt. Because what was going on in Sodom and Gomorrah is going on 10 times now here.
Mm.
What happened in Egypt is going on now here. Remember, our ancestors, the Lord sent one of our ancestors to get us out of Egypt,
mm-hmm.
and we're in another Egypt. We was put captives in bondage that the
mm-hmm.
Lord got to deliver us up out of. So when you're
going to
Revelation,
do a show on Esau, Stevie B.
Oh, I got
Esau,
you, love.
His brother, you're going to peep games of that one right there. I was like, okay, there we go.
Yeah. So
I remember
that
conversation,
like that.
Too. I do remember the conversation we had on the chat line years
ago. Right. And see, when you're going into the understanding and breaking down from Revelation, because you got to remember one thing about the scripture that Isaiah say. Precepts upon precepts, hairline, deadline. So you got to go through your precepts and you got to get your understanding. And when you get your understanding, you start seeing what the Bible is really telling us. And you start seeing the Bible, you start seeing the truth that the Bible really has for us. Because you got to remember, that Bible don't only show us the way of life, but that Bible gives us a history of us. And you know what they used to say. To know your future, you got to know your past.
Exactly.
And
you
know our past
exactly.
is right there where our ancestors, our whole ancestors is right there in the Bible that let us know what's going to happen to us in this future.
Okay, so besides be happy and joyful at the end of the year, what are your plans? Like, you know, are you going to try to lose weight? Are you going to fast for the whole year? What do you think you'll be doing for that whole year?
Like I just say, I'm going to just celebrate
besides
and enjoy.
Be happy emotionally, physically, what are you going to do?
Physically, I'll be doing is physically really going, I'm physically putting my body and my mind, even my mind, into a status that I will be constantly on a studying trip.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be constantly physically trying to get more into the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And just trying to do what I do, and then you know, like you, like I told you before, I've been studying another language, which
mm-hmm.
is Hebrew,
mm-hmm.
because I feel, you know, I really want to get the original language back in, and you know, back into me.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a scripture to let you know that, you know, any prayers you do in English is going up to the heavens, but it don't go up no powerful when you speak it in the original language.
Exactly.
Of Hebrew, because
right.
It goes up so much stronger. It goes so much, it got so much emphasis to it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just spiritually just getting me and my kids, you know, minds and everything focused, that's the
mm-hmm.
whole goal right there for
mm-hmm.
the whole year.
Mm-hmm. And what about you, Mr. Drake?
I would like to get with this brother, and we can start a petition, like get a bunch of brothers together, like a million men in a run for success in life for Jesus Christ, because that's what I want to start. I want to start an organization with a bunch of men, showing our men how to get into Christ real good, and showing our men how to be men, take care of their responsibilities, take care of their kids, and raise good fruits, because it ain't the fruits, it's the tree.
Hey, like about that.
And the fruit is a tree.
I agree with it right there. You know,
you know,
every time something go wrong, you know, they always go, well, what's that apple in the bunch? But what about the tree that them bunches of apples came from?
Mm.
How was they taught up? How was they
raised?
Was they really, you know, did they really get them, they kids focused and prepared and, you know, get a gear for life?
Because
you gotta be geared for this life. Because one thing you gotta know about living this life here in this world, one thing is always gotta make a sample of. We in this world, but you're not of this world.
True. That's right. Amen to that, brother.
Scripture lets you know we in this world. You know what I'm saying? We in this world. You know you go by the rules according to this world, but remember you're not of this world.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
Try to keep yourself pure as you can, and try to keep your heart open and kindness and love,
exactly.
and generate so much that you can.
All right. On that note, we're gonna go ahead and take our next break, and we come back with some more. We got Issa Jermaine on the line. We got Stevie B on the line. We got John on the line. We got Dre in the chat room. So you know, we got a round table. As soon as Dre says something, anyway, got some more Mary for you. I know y'all not gonna like it, but y'all gonna like it anyway. We'll be right back.
My goal is heaven, so I'm striving for that, and just being a better person, you know, always strive for the best, and try not to let the negative hold me down. I mean, because I look at it, they say that, I mean, but if you realistically, we're living to die anyway. So when you
now, it hasn't now, just, even though they're saying the end of the world, It's believed that it's not the actual, you know, no life that's going to come, meaning
right.
that the earth is going to go through a whole transition. It doesn't necessarily mean somebody's going to die, or we're going to die, or there's no longer going to be life on this planet.
Right.
But everybody has their own version of what's going on. Stevie B and you know they got the whole religion thing going. They're talking about a little bit of everything, you know. As far as this 2012 is concerned, and you know, like I said earlier, even if you just look at, like, the different natural disasters that's going on, you know, even, like, as far back as Hurricane Katrina.
You know,
like, we wasn't expecting that. Then you had this earthquake going on over here. Then you had the tsunami hit over on the east, and now another tsunami comes over to Australia without warning. You can just say, like,
right.
this stuff is without warning. These things are just happening. And that's what I'm afraid. Like, anybody ever seen that movie, The Day After Tomorrow?
No, I haven't seen that one.
Okay, well, The Day After Tomorrow is a movie that basically, like, all these natural disasters were going on, just like as such. And then this big old freeze came about. Everything froze over. There was a big old freeze. The earth from New York City was under. It was underground. It wasn't even under. I don't know how much ice it was under. But it was such a big freeze in New York City. Nobody could get nothing. Like it just like a. All of a sudden, the temperature just dropped and everything. It was like an ice age. And, like, the ice just froze. Things that was in the air just froze. You know, and they also had the whole, a brand-new movie out, too, called 2012. Anybody ever see that? I'm going to go ahead and bring Stevie B. Stevie B!
What's good, love? I
see what you see. There we go. He said, hi, Lady C.
Hi, Stevie B. How you doing?
I'm doing good, love. How you doing, lady?
How you doing, lady?
What's up?
So, did y'all see these movies I'm talking about?
Yeah, I think 2012. I think The Day After Tomorrow.
Right.
All of them.
Now, this 2012, no, not even the 2012. Well, the 2012 was just straight wicked, you know. It was just wicked, you know. He's in the plane and fucking California is crashing into the ground. There was an earthquake and California literally is crashing into the ground.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
This 20, like, okay, refresh my memory on this Day After Tomorrow. The Day After Tomorrow, it was like a big old freeze. Right, it was like a terrible blizzard, if you will. We got
Tomorrow basically did the premise is if we was going to go through another ice age.
Right.
It was getting us prepared for another second ice age. That was
right.
The whole Tomorrow thing going.
Right, The Day After Tomorrow. But that shit was just wicked. Those movies were just wicked together, both of them. And then it's like, okay, we're over it. You know, like, if there's anybody out there, what?
Yeah.
You know what? And then the 2012 was like the whole Noah's Ark thing, where they all had boats and all these things was made, and you had to be on a certain type of list to get on them, and it's crazy. What you gonna say, Jermaine?
I don't know if y'all remember the debate when your boy Reverend Al Sharpton was trying to rev a president. He debated. Now he knew about that in the Katrina. I remember when he said in debate about them barges.
About the what?
He said something about them barges when he had the Democrat and Republican debate. He said something about them barges. I remember that. Reverend Al Sharpton did warn him about that before Katrina even came around.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he did. He warned him about the the levees and everything. But one thing I'm going to tell you, the one thing I can say, you can never be prepared how Christ's going to set it up.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
You never can be prepared how Christ's going to set it up. When he came there and flooded Katrina, he set a goat out and he was going to flood it. So I don't care if the levees was built without a solid steel and rock and... If they were going to come down, them things was meant to come down.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the levees weren't up to par. I can tell you that the levees weren't up to par. The real reason why so many people got lost in when the levees went, they said there was a leak in the levee. And living down here, when you hear a leak, you just say, okay, well, that happened before. But see,
right.
It was a big-ass hole in the levee. It was not a leak. It was a big hole. So everybody was expecting a little water when there was a lot of water.
It was a lot of water.
Everybody was used to, okay, a leak. Well, we lived through a leak. The week before that happened, that New Orleans had just been evacuated, and the people was just getting back, and nothing happened the week before, so they said, well, okay, y'all told us this once, and nobody left. They said, well, okay, we'll do like we did last time and just have to be right back here. So everybody was, that's the thing, is you don't expect it. You get so used to it, it's like crying wolf.
Mm-hmm.
Get ready. And when nothing happens,
mm-hmm.
say when it finally happened, you're not ready for it.
True. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is, you got to remember, even on the religious aspect dealing with God, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. Look at the people in California. They get themselves prepared every year for the fires. But they could never stop preventing them fires.
Exactly.
Right. They actually had a fire up in the hill, exactly the whole area, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when they finally thought the fire stopped and they got it, the fire got up and jumped over their barriers and went another way or changed directions. So when God put his hand in it, you ain't going to never say you could be prepared or you wasn't prepared. It's going to happen.
Well, the preparedness is not whether it happens or not. It's just how you're able to deal with it when it does happen.
Mm-hmm.
And if, like you say, well, God put his hand in it, the preparation is preparing for if you don't make it.
Mm-hmm.
When
you look at
the Christian aspect, you're ready for, if you're always ready, you may not want to die right then, but you're ready to die if it happens to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because you never know when that day is and all this. Everybody's scaring people. If you read Revelation, you want to talk about scaring people, read Revelation and say what's going to happen in the end times. That's to straighten people up right there. That's why so many people don't want to read Revelation.
Well, you got to remember, the Bible consists of time. The Bible consists of the beginning of time to the end of times.
Yes, it
does. Right now, in our current age, we still in the Bible's time. And when, like you said, when you read Revelation, most people don't read Revelation because they have an understanding of it. They're scared of it. I have read Revelation. Well, actually, Revelation is one of my favorite parts of the book.
That's one of my favorites. I love Revelation because it tells the sad part in Revelation, even after the tribulations, there are still going to be some people who are lost because they don't want to hear what is thus said the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. People lose because they don't want to hear the best of the Lord, but you know they think it's going to be. Revelation is going to tell you a whole beginning. The Revelation is going to finally bring down justice that was committed on this earth to us that haven't been paid back yet.
Mm-hmm.
A whole lot of crimes and stuff that haven't been brought to justice yet is finally going to get paid in Revelation.
Oh, it's going to get paid, but then there's still going to be people who don't listen, even during the Revelation, tribulation time. They're not going to hear.
And the Revelation shows you their faith. That's why in Revelation you got to rejoice. Because even if you still want to be stiff-necked and hard-headed and don't believe and don't hearken unto the Lord's word,
right.
Your faith is written and is bound.
Remember the word. They said,
your faith is already written and bound. So even if you don't hearken, what's going to happen to you is going to happen to you.
But
yeah,
he said, some won't believe until they see the Son of Man coming through the clouds.
But then it's too late. It's too late then, because you got to go through tribulation. But you can't be a tribulation saint, but you got to suffer to be a tribulation saint. And see, in Revelation, God tells everybody, I know your works. I remember you when. You're not doing what when you started. He tells you all
about,
of that.
You talking about the bridegrooms. I know where you're coming from. You talking about the bridegrooms, the ones that had the gases, and the other ones, they went back. They're the ones storing up some gases. And when they went in, the other ones, their gases went out, and they said, let us borrow some. They said, no, go to the store and get some yourself. When they came back, God, they tried to open up the door, and God said, I don't know y'all.
Yeah, of course.
You're talking about. See, okay, when Jesus come back, he taking the believers first, and then he gonna take the dead in Christ. If you're not a believer, you're gonna be left here and have to go through the tribulation. Now you can be a tribulation
saint. But the church is in your heart, though.
The actuality when Christ come back to this earth, when that black man come back to this earth, the actual reality is he do raise the dead that was in Christ. Do get raised up first, up to the chariots. The rest of us, that's the believer in Christ, and which is his chosen people, get raised up to the chariots. Now, the ones that's left back on this earth is going to deal with that fire of when this earth got to get hurt.
They're going to deal with the tribulation and the gnashing of teeth and all the pain and suffering.
The body's laid in the great city, but then when you... Then the whole thing is too. I got to say, a lot of people say they're a believer in Christ, but then when you really got to think about is, are you truly a believer in Christ? Do you know every last law of Christ? Because you have so called preachers out there that preach to these so called churches to this day, tells you that the law from the Old Testament is done away with. And that's not true. Christ manifested in the flesh. In the book of Matthew, he told you, I'm not here to destroy the laws, but fulfill them. So if Christ said himself, he here to fulfill every last law from the Old Testament, how are these preachers out here preaching people, telling people the laws from the Old Testament is done away with?
You know why? They're Freemasons.
That's why they got to do what they're told to do.
So you got to understand, the laws from the Old Testament, the dietary laws, the every last single law, all the way down to the Ten Commandments, because the Old Testament is the first five books of the Old Testament is the laws, and that's the law that Christ gave unto us for us to fulfill and go by.
Some of them have done away with, but there are certain parts of that.
When you go through the first five books of the laws, and when you read every last law, Christ told God told us that's forever, a perpetual covenant. We can keep throughout all our generation. Then you go in the book of Matthew, when you got Jesus Christ himself came back and said, I'm here to fulfill the laws, not to destroy them. Meaning these laws are never done away with. You don't pick at no laws and say, okay, this one we still gonna keep and this one we gonna do away with. No, they forever throughout all our generation. So when you got these so called preachers out here preaching this to the people, that certain people believe that most laws from the Old Testament is not in play, which is not true. Every last law of the Old Testament is in play. All they got for the dietary laws.
What they're talking about is the different covenants, which covenant we're under. You go through the Bible.
The covenant that we fell under, see, even though each through time he kept making a new covenant and kept keeping the laws and commandments. You got to remember, the new covenant that we under was under the covenant when Christ went on that cross. This is why our ancestors don't do animal sacrifice no more, because Christ was that last sacrifice. He was that sacrificial lamb.
Exactly.
That covenant. When he made that covenant, he still didn't destroy the laws. He said,
no, he made some of the laws for our generation. The laws, we should know them, but some of them, like, I mean, we go to him ourselves. We don't have to have a priest go to God for us ourselves. We go to Christ ourselves, but
the laws we still keep. The laws and commandments you keep. Christ tells you, where have you loved me? Where you keep the commandments?
Exactly. And a lot of them, you got a lot of worldly Christians. I'm going to tell you how you know a true Christian. Now, you ask them, do you love everybody? They're quick to say you love everybody. But tell them, can you forgive me the next day? Tell them, if we get mad today, can you come to me tomorrow, forgive me tomorrow, let's roll tomorrow? They can't do that. They're holding grudges. That's what a lot of forget, but I forget people every day. And I'm talking about when I forget people hard every day. And they don't even realize what they be doing to me. But I still forget
in the lady getting Christ told you in the hell that you love thy neighbor as you love thyself. So as y'all even know, like, I don't personally know you, Lady C, or S.A. Jermaine, but I'm going to have love for you because why you love that neighbor Christ told me to love.
True.
Right.
Well, you got to, but then this is when you got to get a real understanding. And this is when the kicker come in. And I proved that point to everybody I talked to. When Christ was on that hill, and he was talking unto the people, and he gave them the bread and the fish, you got to look at the people he was talking to. He was talking to one nation of people. He was talking to God's chosen people. And he told us, we love our neighbor as we love ourselves, our neighbor, which is that person that's in that nation with you. So you got to remember, me, you, LaCrush, a so-called Puerto Rican, a so-called Dominican, we all come from the same one chosen nation. We are the true, we are the originally chosen people of God. And you are my neighbor, I'm going to love. But anybody outside that nation, I'm not going to show that same love to.
I forgot.
Love your enemy as well. He tells us to love our enemy.
Yes, they call for your enemy.
This is the same Christ that made sure he looked over us every time we went to war with our enemies.
Yeah.
And Peter was a soldier.
We took a certain point to our enemies, and that's going back all the way to Abraham up to now.
True.
We talking about from going back to Abraham to now. Christ makes sure. Christ, come on, we live in our enemy land, and Christ makes sure he stays with us and look over us while we serve to up on the enemy land.
Yeah, but with all of that, he protected us. But like, that's why he say, love your enemy. He's a God of love, and every time things went dark, God, Jesus showed love.
I'm gonna tell you. He in the book of Hebrews, he actually said, I am the same from yesterday, today, and
forevermore.
You know where he was? You know, people kill me where he like. Well, he's a God of love. But you got to remember, that's the Syrian God that was still the God of war. He's the same today, yesterday, and forever. He was the same in the Old Testament. He's the same in the New Testament, and he's the same today.
Yeah, he used Moses. Yeah. Come on.
You got to remember when he brought our ancestors out of Egypt, and we prayed unto him, what we said, the Lord is the man of war. Because he was a general, and he was a war strategist that helped us get out of Egypt. When he played Egypt with the 10 plagues, he gave them.
And look at
he gave them the plagues because they didn't want to listen. He had a hardened Pharaoh's heart so that Pharaoh could say, because he kept telling Pharaoh, let my people go.
When you read the book of Romans, he told you that. The main reason he set Pharaoh up is the same reason he set up this damn place now. So you got to remember, at the time when Egypt, our people came out of Egypt, out of Exodus, you got to remember, Egypt was the superpower of the world. Same way America is the superpower of the world now. Egypt, he set up Egypt. He the one that brought Egypt up. Because no other army and no other nation could get out of Egypt. The Lord brought Egypt up and made Egypt that way. Why? So the Lord could show his power. And when the Lord showed his power, they truly knew who God that really was. The same way the same way he brought up this nation here. This nation here in modern time, the new superpower. And the same way he's going to show his power on them again. He's going to show them who God I really am. And who is, and you can put the remembrance of his name, God. See, people on this earth too, they forgot the name of God in them. And they forgot the power of God.
On that note, we're going to pause. Let's breathe, people. Let's breathe. Because we done jumped from 2012. We done jumped from 2012 back to 2012 BC. So let's just pause for a moment. Let's get regrouping. Okay, we're going to have an intermission here, folks. I'm going to go ahead and play some more Mary because tonight is Mary night. I will claim Mary on the night we're talking about God, right? Yep. I'm going to play some Mary, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk some more with Stevie B, Lady C, in Saint Germain, and the Bible. So this is a whole brand new spin on Phone Fantasy Radio Live. I don't think this ever happened on Phone Fantasy Radio Live. I think this happened probably one other time. It's Saint Germain, Lady C. I think this happened like maybe one other time last year. We had a conversation. We had a conversation revolving around it. It's not even religious. It's more of the Bible, let's say, you know, the whole spiritual thing. So, Stevie B, don't go nowhere. Lady C, don't go nowhere. Saint Germain, don't go nowhere. We're going to come back, and we're going to continue this conversation because I find it very interesting. But I want y'all to breathe, damn it. So write down y'all damn door so y'all don't forget them.
What are we gonna do? Some other questions I want to throw out there, but
I got Stevie B, Lady C, and Saint Germain going ham on basically the origination of, I guess, what was going down on December 21st. I mean, I don't know. It went from December 21st to Stevie B. Can you sum it up for me? What were we talking about?
Well, basically, we went from December 21st to the you know, so-called end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
We started going more into the religion aspect of it,
mm-hmm.
and we started taking it down to the original from where Christ and the laws and, you know, who out there.
All of the above.
All of the above. Who's she?
All of the above, Jeff.
All of the above.
Okay. So, folks, Milady C, you back on. Saint Germain, you back on. Before we get back to the topic, like I said, let me just throw these little announcements out there. Folks, visit the website, phonefantasyradio.com. It's the place to be. Also, folks, I'm working on it. I'm working on the Super Fluffy Flirt website. Yep. I'm working on it. Yeah, become a fantasy listener. We encourage you. I ask you, get your own personal badge. Get all of the above. I'm sorry, is it background noise that I got going on here? All right, I got a lot of things happening right now. Now shit want to start working. That's that bullshit. But that's another story. visit the website, Phone Fantasy Radio. Become a fantasy listener. Do a fantasy drop. I want to ask everybody once again, call our hot box. Leave a special drop, 347-855-7372. Leave your name, location, plug in what you're representing, and say you're checking out Phone Fantasy Radio with the Super Fluffy Flirt, the Crush Hearts. Easy as 1, 2, 3. No loud background noises. No loud background noises. No personal information. And please speak clearly. All right. Back to the topic at hand. Lady C.
Yeah?
You're going to, I don't know, you was about to respond to what Stevie B was saying. Do you remember what you was going to say?
No.
I figured that would have been the key, but I just thought I'd try anyway. If I write it down, woman. You don't remember what you're going to say?
I remember. Okay. The children of Israel, they got out of Egypt. God saved them. But they still murmured and complained. And some of them died. So this
but
is the same thing with people now. They still complaining. They murmuring and complaining.
We got to remember, when our ancestors came out of Egypt and we went into the wilderness, we murmured and complained, and the Lord kept coming through us. But you got to remember, they had to serve another 4 years in the wilderness because that generation of wickedness had to get cut off.
Yeah, because they could 11 days for 40 years.
Let me finish up. So when that generation got finished off in the 40 more years in the wilderness, and our forefather Joshua took us into the promised land, he took us, what the Lord told him to do? To wipe them out. Who we had to wipe out? Yeah, the Philistines. Yeah, the Hivites. The Jebusites. Remember, this is the same God, our God of now, our God of love, which our same God did, told us to wipe them out.
Yes,
God. And then you got to remember, too, the same, like you said, the God of love, our same God of love, our God of war and everything, which is the same today. When our enemies done brought us into this land, and when our enemies done committed so many crimes against us, it was our God that looked over us. You got me. See, basically, let me, because I've been throwing a hint to you too, Lady C. But let me basically just say it. The children of Israel, you do see to this day, and that's us. That's us so called blacks, Hispanics, and North American Indians.
I was going to say that's us, and they say so called in the same sentence.
When I say so
called,
so called blacks in America, this is number. God didn't make us and call us an African American or Hispanic or Puerto Rican or a Cherokee Indian. That was the name that was given unto us from a slave master. We come from the 12 tribes of Israel. We come from Jacob. That's our lineage line. That's the same lineage line that's here in America to this day. How we know that's the same Islam in America today? What was gave to Moses in the book of Deuteronomy as a prophecy became part of our history. It's part of our black history. When you look in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 68, and you read that verse, matter of fact, let me get that real quick for you.
Oh, boy.
I just want to get it real quick.
What version are you going to read? King James, NIV?
I read the King. Well, actually, I'm reading out the King James 1611 Bible, the original with the Apocrypha still attached to it.
Uh-huh.
I got that. That's what I'm reading out of. And it's the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28. And I'm going to the 68th verse.
Wow. My shoulder turned 360. I mean, I've never gotten this deep on my show. Y'all all know I keep it on some duh.
What did you say, Deuteronomy?
Deuteronomy.
Jermaine, you got your Bible, Jermaine?
Yeah, I got mine. You know I got mine.
You got yours, Lady C?
Yes, I have several.
I just don't have one.
The best one I've heard always is the original 1611 with the Apocrypha, with all books of the Bible. But Deuteronomy verse 28, verse 68, it says, the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships. Now, you remember, like I said, this was given to Moses after he took us out of Egypt, right?
Yeah.
And if you look on the world map and you see how close Israel is to Egypt, why would you need to go to Egypt by ships? But he said he will bring us into Egypt again by ships. And you also know the root word of Egypt. Egypt is a Greek word for bondage. Now, he said he was going to send them back to bondage again. And by the way thereof, I speak unto thee, thou shalt see it no more again. Meaning we will never see our homeland again. And thou shalt be sold unto your enemies for bond men and bond women. And no man shall buy you. You got to remember, we the only group and race of people that have been bunked into slavery by ships onto this side of the world and haven't seen our homeland again.
You're right.
Nobody brought us out of it. And this was given to our forefather Moses as a prophecy. And this now has become part of our history. That scripture relates to our history of coming on this side of the world by ships. When we got sold unto our enemies. Ain't no man brought us out of that slavery. Ain't no man delivered us out of that yet. Only one man could deliver us, only the Lord Christ. But as we be here in this land of our enemies, the Lord was with us.
Mm.
The Lord stayed with us. Because you got to remember, at that time too, they made sure we wasn't supposed to read. We wasn't supposed to know nothing of religion, of whatever they said to us. And remember, they used to feed us religion saying we was a curse. Our skin was a curse.
Exactly.
But when you look at the scripture lets you know their skin is a curse. See, this is how, like, the black churches got made. The black churches got made, why? Because they got tired of sitting in the back getting called a curse. And start their own church, they could sit in the front and still call themselves a curse.
Exactly.
They prefer the bondage of their slave masters. Instead of sitting here actually reading the true history of us, to let you know that they still is a curse. That the Lord's going to be with us while we're in the lands of our enemy, because he's going to deliver us out of the lands of our enemy.
And that same slave master that hate black people was sit there and rape that black woman, because why? He wanted to produce some more slaves. Because he said that sorry man, that black slave was too lazy to do it. So I got to go out there and rape her and make some babies. That same man, white man.
You got to remember about the whole here. So we go by the doctrine of our enemies. Our enemies told us this, so we get fed this doctrine. That's why we get stuck. And we get stuck in our in certain ways. But when you open up this holy record of our history and find out that the children of Israel, like I said, are so-called blacks and Hispanics and stuff, and you keep going reading the scriptures more and find out who's getting delivered out of this land, who's going to go through what they're going to go, why are we going through what we're going through, and how come we coming out of what we're going through, and whose kingdom is coming to an end, and whose kingdom is coming in the beginning to reign with.
And that word you just said right there, that's a magic word. You're going through something. You're going through. People don't get that word. They think you're going to sit there in that one spot. No. You ever been through the Lincoln Tunnel? You don't sit there in the middle of the tunnel. No, you come out on Jersey side or you come on New York side. You're going through something. That means you're going to have to go through the struggle just like Jesus Christ. Just
well,
like,
if you're looking at the Bible,
hold on. We all can't talk together. We can sing together. We can preach together. We can't talk together. So what you gonna say, Lady C?
The Bible tells you it's I mean, if we go the 23rd Psalm, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. He's telling you walking through it. And you're gonna keep on walking through the valley of the shadow of death is what we're going through here on earth. It's a valley and it's what the devil trying to keep us from getting to.
Yeah,
but we walk through, we don't sit down.
That's true too, the 23rd Psalms. You gotta remember one thing I love about the Book of Psalms. King David, our forefather King David wrote 150-something songs singing to the Lord, period. But he also gave me the 83rd Psalm that we put the remembrance of who we are back into us. You got to remember the name Israel in Hebrew means Yasha'Allah, a prince of power. Meaning once we remember who we are again, we have power with Christ again.
Right.
In the Book of Psalms 83, he told you, you got to put that remembrance of us back in our hearts. You know why? Because they got together to conspire against us and told us we should be a nation no more, told us we should have no more remembrance of who we are. Remember, when they brought our ancestors on this side of the land, what they did, they cut us off from being a nation unto each other again. They took the remembrance of who we really are up out of us. They conspire and they get together every year in a building called the UN to make sure we would never put the remembrance, make sure them people all have the remembrance of who they are. But you can't stop God. Because the power of the Lord is going to wake us back up and going to open our eyes back and going to put that remembrance of who we are, really.
So do you believe some of us will never die? That they'll be here till the Son of Man come? Do you believe some never die will be here till the Son of Man to come?
I'm going to tell you, one thing you got to actually remember, in the Book of Ecclesiasticus, it tells you one generation died away and one comes back again, right?
Yeah.
The generation that dies away also the generation that comes back. And the generation that's on this earth and in this time right now, this is the same generation of people that was on this earth in time when Christ was here.
Because, see, I'm one of them. I don't believe
you
in my heart.
You
got to
remember, the same generation of time that was Christ was here is on this earth again. Remember, we the same. How do you know the same generation of people? Because it's the same generation that back then that got woken up to Christ, got woken up. And remember, we got put back to sleep. During 1959, the children of Israel woke up. And we started to remember who we was. And we started uprising against our enemies. And what our enemies did, our enemies put us back to sleep. How they did, they pumped the drugs in the community. They make sure they try to make sure we keep us dormant. But you can't because we are guaranteed to see the second coming of Christ. This is that generation that's going to see that second coming of Christ.
I'm going by how I'm observing my life now. I'm going to tell you what I went through. From 9 years old, moving from Hackensack, New Jersey to Alabama, where it was still precious. I was called everything that was no meaning of a man. I was took from my folks when I was 13 years old. No white folks got hurt. He banned me from Alabama when I was 17. He told my mama in front of my mama, the governor got hurt. I said in front of my mama, he told my mom, if you don't get this man out of here for a year, he said you would never see that young man again if my story ever catch him. I used to have a death wish. You talk to a man and totaled out 3 cars, flipped 2 of them, got a bullet in his head, then been stabbed in the mouth and almost had his throat cut. Mm-mm. And I took over a milk. When I got out of prison, I did 6 months in Lee County, South Carolina. As soon as I got out of prison, that's when I took over overdose of 8,000 milligrams.
Mm-mm.
I call that going on a warfare. That's when I get real upset. I get real upset and my inside, my spirit start messing with me. That's telling me the devil is working on me. And I be wanting to see the devil myself, but the Lord won't let me do it.
You can't. You got to be the strongest and fighter. You could never give yourself up to that devil. That devil will come in every way with his spirit, with his children on this earth trying to come at us. You never get up. Because you got to remember, from the time we came to on this side of the earth to now, our enemies done been putting hands on the blood of the prophets. And one thing Christ said, that's why I say you rejoice on his second coming. You rejoice on his so-called in the world. Because Christ said, what have you done unto my little ones, you done unto me.
Exactly.
So what they have done unto, us since they brought us in this land, and they think they ain't going to serve no justice for, Christ going to come and serve that unto them. Because why? Whatever you, like he said, whatever you done unto my little ones, you done unto me. What you did done unto him.
I hope
so.
And then, like I should say,
Revelation is the favorite. Because Christ said, who that led into captives shall go into captivity. And their time is going to come for captivity. Their time is going to come for any last crime they have committed against God's children. You know, when you do something to them, they don't never want you to forget. When them towers came down, they got together and said, we will never forgive that Arab. We always going to remember. But as soon as we bring up our trials and tribulations, they go, oh, but that was a long time ago. Oh, forget about that. But how can you forget about something that happened a long time ago when you're still doing it to us now? When you get us in the middle of the street and shoot us up 41 or 50 times.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And you're building more jails than anything. Building more prisons and jails and put a strike across you called a felony.
Yeah.
And you can't get no job or nothing.
But you want us to forgive and forget. But Christ said you ain't forgive. We ain't going to never forget. Because the same thing he's still doing to us. You killed the young brother that was playing football in college up there in Westchester County. They lied. They just been committing all types of tragedy. One thing I said now, what they did is they took their hoods off and they call themselves Republicans now. Or they call themselves the Tea Party.
It's true. That's them. That's the main one.
Well, they did. They took their hoods off to call themselves the Tea Party. And I'm going to be honest, politics is full of baloney.
That's a Freemason.
Full of baloney. Because I'm gonna tell you, really, think about it. You think that you live in the land of your enemies, and your enemies actually gave you rights to think you got rights to vote? So when you go with that ballot every 4 years or 2 years to pull that lever, you actually think you casting a vote in the land of your enemies?
Mm.
Everything was picked. Everything was chosen before they even told us we had to go to a ballot box to vote on it.
Mm.
Everything is done the way they want it done. Because remember, you live in the land of your enemies.
Well, they can't hurt you,
your enemies don't even allow you to get butt so far and do certain things. Yeah, your enemies let you get a job and let you sustain yourself but to a certain point. And if you want to get to reach to that other goal, your enemy going to tell you, you got to sell that soul.
That's a 666.
And I'm telling you, a good majority of us, that's Israel, that sold them, that sold their soul.
Before
all
I
right, that. On that note, we're going to have to stop. We got to pause again. We got to pause, folks. Malachi, Lady C, and Saint Germain, have y'all not noticed for the last hour I've been quiet? Did y'all not notice that? I've just been controlling the boards for the last hour. Did y'all not notice that? Just wanted to let y'all know that.
I'm sorry, bro.
Don't be sorry at all. I'm just listening. Don't be sorry. Nothing to be sorry about. I'm just listening. I'm just letting y'all know. You know, like, y'all, because, y'all done broke out Bibles. Y'all going ham for real. Y'all going ham for real.
Oh,
but unfortunately,
I was getting ready to get to Illuminati.
Oh, yeah. See, wait. No, don't do that. Don't go there. Stop.
Pause. Listen, we got less than 10 minutes remaining on the clock. This is what we're gonna do. Everybody's gonna go around and say their last piece, and keep it under 3 minutes, please. Keep it under 3 minutes, please, because we are at the end, so I want everybody to go ahead and your philosophy, whatever you want to call it, put it into it, let people know what's the final, your final thought, basically. We're going to do a Jerry right now. What is your final thought for the evening? Because this conversation got deep, it got interesting, and we're going to have to probably do this again. But we're going to work on that. I was already talking to Stevie B. We're going to work on that. So start with Insane Jermaine. I'm gonna go to Insane Jermaine, and then we're going to take it over to Lady C, then we're going to go ahead and take it over to Stevie B. So Insane Jermaine, what's your final thought?
My final thought is I like this conversation with Ms. McCrush. I enjoy a conversation like this because I'm a real spiritual believer in my heart, because that's where church is at. The building you go to, that's the sanctuary. Church is in your heart, and that's where they're coming from, the ones that have a pure heart. And my final thought is, good night.
All right, that's on point. All right, Lacey. Okay, well, my final thoughts is that live each day as if it was your last day. Don't wait till they tell you it's going to end. Love your neighbor as yourself. Give that agape love if you can't give nothing else. And don't let the bad times make you bitter.
Right.
And have a good night.
Okay. Stevie B?
Well, you know, this is your boy Stevie B, a.k.a. Malachi or Malachia, which is a Hebrew, meaning a message of God. My final thought is, basically, I'm going to pray, because there's going to be a day that the Lord is going to reawaken all of Israel to find out who they are again, to rejoice in who they are and celebrate their true self. And one other thing, anybody trying to hit me up, you can hit me up on Facebook, which is, my name is Stephen Malachia Berry on Facebook. The Malachia is spelled M-A-L-A-A-H-K-Y-A-H. That's the middle name between Stephen Berry. And hit me up on Facebook, watch some of the video clips I got on Facebook, and blessing. Have a blessed night.
Wow. Yeah, y'all need to check out some of the videos he posted up there. All right, on that note, I want to thank Stevie B and Saint Germain, Lady C, for taking my topic and spending it 360 out of control. We've been going ham since the beginning of the year, man. Hey, Saint Germain, have we not been going ham for the last 4 shows we've done so far? We just took one topic and spent it around to something else. Man, that means the conversation is definitely getting good. So I do appreciate y'all coming in, showing y'all support, always holding me down on Phone Fantasy Radio. Thanks to John. Thanks to Dre for holding it down in the chat room. Thanks to all the people that stopped by, all the people that's going to listen to the download. Definitely, y'all need to download this. If you missed the live show, we're going to be back on Tuesday. Malachi will be back on Tuesday. It's his birthday. So y'all know he's going to be in a hamming mood. I'm just letting y'all know. He's going to be in a hamming mood. It's his birthday, y'all.
It's my birthday.
That's all I just said. You're coming back. All right. We ain't got a topic yet, but I'm sure he'll bring one to the table. I'll leave it open. It's Malachi Day, okay? So that's our topic for Tuesday. It's going to be Malachi Day. So you down with that, Malachi?
Always. I'll be back Tuesday. I'm coming back ham, open, and ready.
All right. So, you know, I'm going to dust off the Bible. I'll break out the Bible, too.
That's perfect, because then we can go into the Illuminati.
About to go in on Tuesday. Lacey, you going to come back and join us?
I will come back.
All right. So this is religion crush style because this is so unorthodox. This is so unorthodox. We talk about everything. Tuesday was sex. Today is religion. Woo! You just gotta love. You gotta love the variety. You gotta love the variety Phone Fantasy Radio is bringing y'all. And on top of that, we played a whole bunch of Mary J. Blige from What's the 411? My Life, Share My World. I don't know. I was just in a merry mood, folks. I was in a merry mood, so that was the playlist. But once again, huh?
What you said? That's my best one. Was that a friend of mine?
A friend of mine.
I said, live my life.
Mary, the Mary song. What's the name of it? It's not like a friend of mine. That's my best one.
Seven days. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Seven days.
Monday, a friend. Right. You kept saying a friend of mine. I'm thinking of Kelly Bryant.
He kept saying
friend of mine, and I keep thinking of I'm like, that's Kelly Price.
Okay.
No, it's called 7 days. Go ahead, Stevie.
And also on Tuesday, you know, we're going to get Illuminati, but, you know, since it's still Fan Phonesy Radio, we can get into sex, and, you know, I'm going to show you how, with the scriptures really truly say about sex, because a lot of people got a couple of things about sex really naked, you know.
Really?
Yeah. I can give you a preview. When mostly you go and wherever you go to church to and you talk to your pastor always said, well, it's good to wait to get married before you have sex.
Mm-hmm.
And they classify that as fornication. But when you go in the book of Matthew and you read what Christ said a man and a woman can't get divorced unless they committed fornication or adultery.
Hold on. Coming to the point is,
and this is for people to think about. How fornication is having sex before I get married? When Christ said for man and the woman to get divorced, you ever gotta be married. To get divorced, it got to be fornication or adultery. Meaning, having sex is not fornication, because when you read through the scriptures, having sex, that's classified as marriage.
Mm-hmm.
When Abraham went unto his wife Sarah in the tent to know her, and they was married, they had sex. When Isaac went unto his wife and knew her and had sex with her, they was married. Fornication really is, when you look up fornication, really means sex crimes against God, which is a sodomy.
Right.
Listen, we got 40 seconds remaining. Listen, folks, that's what I'm going to have on their mind
and think about. So when Tuesday comes, they make sure they tune in and they catch that and we can get into that.
All right, Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern, right back here, Phone Fantasy Radio, blogtalkradio.com/thecrushhearts. Sign up, make a free account, follow us so you always get the updates. We are on facebook.com/thecrushhearts, facebook.com/heartsradio. We are on Twitter, thecrushhearts. We are on MySpace. Go to the website, phonefantasyradio.com. On that note, peace out.